Well, somebody who's been following the story, and I've been following him following the story, is Shabbos Kestenbaum. He's a writer, he's a commentator, he's a religious American Jewish activist. Shabbos Kestenbaum, good. I think it's good morning for you. I don't know where you are in the world right now.
For now, it's good evening. Just landed back in Los Angeles, but it's good to be with you.
All right. It's wonderful to chat to you. So you've been following and being very, very active and vocal around the fight for city mayor. It is, for those of us living quite far away, we see New York as this Jewish city. I think it's 3 million Jews, the largest community outside Israel. How does it get to this?
Sure. Well, first of all, it's important to remember that it's not just the largest Jewish community outside of Israel. There are actually more Jews living in New York City than are living in Jerusalem. There are more Jews living in New York City than are living in Tel Aviv. You know, in 1948, when Israel was declared a state, there were actually more Jews living in Brooklyn, which is one of the five boroughs of New York City, than in all of Israel. So when we think of American Jewry, we're really talking about, let's call a spade, New York, and in particular New York City. How did we get to this point? I think it's a combination of the things that you were discussing. Number one, we do have to talk about the elephant in the room, which is the anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's not only been on the rise in the United States, but we felt it quite acutely in New York City, where about two-thirds of all hate crimes are perpetrated against Jewish people. You have Zohran Mamdani, the self-avowed socialist candidate, refusing to condemn the phrase globalize the Intifada. He certainly espouses pro-Hamas sympathies. In fact, on October 8th, he put out a public statement where he would not condemn Hamas, but instead pitied all of the lies on both sides being lost. At the same time, Andrew Cuomo, the former governor who ran for the Democratic nominee, was a uniquely weak candidate. This is someone who actually called out and blamed the Jewish community during the height of the COVID pandemic. This is someone who was forced out of office for sexually harassing 12 women. So he was a uniquely unpopular candidate, and for whatever reason, the Jewish leadership in our city decided to coalesce around him, which I think was a huge mistake from the beginning, and we reap what we sow. So look, it's not the end. We do have the current mayor, Eric Adams, who is running against Mamdani. He's running as an independent, and in our city, I think Democrats outnumber Republicans. I think it's 6-1, maybe 8-1. So it's certainly an uphill battle, but the Jewish community at least is going to throw whatever we can in terms of support at Eric Adams. I'll be at Gracie Mansion, where the mayor lives, on Tuesday, and we're going to do whatever we can to get Eric Adams over the finish line this November.
Did Eric Adams stand as an independent or as a Democrat?
So initially, when he ran 4 years ago, he ran as a Democrat. He got the Democratic nomination. And then a year ago, he was caught up in corruption allegations involving Turkey and Turkish Airlines. And he decided to ally himself with the Trump administration to be a bit cynical. It sort of seemed like the deal was the Trump administration's Department of Justice would not investigate Eric Adams so long as Eric Adams would cooperate with Trump's ICE, the Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency, and their raids on illegal immigrants into the city. That sort of seems like what the quid pro quo was. And Eric Adams said, well, I can't identify as a Democrat because the Democratic Party has gone too far to the left. So he's running as an independent, which, as I said, is not conventional. It will be an uphill battle. But look, one of our greatest mayors of the 21st century was Mike Bloomberg, who ran as an independent the last two times. So it's certainly doable. But
as an outsider, and I think the corruption issue is one that I can't really comment on. But as an outsider, I would say to you, it might be easier than you think because New York is so largely Democrat. They would not want to vote for a Republican, but Democrats that don't sit as far left and who are concerned about anti-Semitism and socialism and all of these other and the defunding of the police, for them it would be easier, surely, to vote for an independent than it would be to vote for a Republican candidate. Thoughts?
So that's That's certainly the strategy. The problem is there is a Republican candidate by the name of Curtis Sliwa. Curtis has been running for the New York City mayor for the better half of 15 years. He's, of course, never won, but he is a staple within New York City political life. He founded what's called the Guardian Angels in the 1980s when New York City was particularly dangerous on the subways. He's famous for wearing, you know, a red beret each day. The problem is, though, if you're a conservative or you're an anti-socialist, we're certainly concerned that someone like Curtis Sliwa would be able to draw on those voters as opposed to all of those voters migrating towards Eric Adams. So let's call a spade a spade. Curtis Sliwa has no chance. He's never had a chance. But he will be a spoiler candidate should he not drop out of this race, which is why there are efforts, pretty frantic efforts, to get the Trump administration to offer him a position in the White House as a way of getting rid of him. Because without that, Curtis Sliwa isn't going anywhere.
Oh gosh, that is actually crazy. What would New York City look like for the Jewish community under Mamdani?
Well, look, when I speak to voters and when I speak to New Yorkers, I try not to talk about the anti-Semitism and the Jewish issue. I talk about the fact that this is someone who on policy said that he wants to tax white neighborhoods. This is someone who believes that we should have city-run grocery stores. This is someone who wants to freeze all of the rents. So forget about the Jews for a moment. This is a uniquely dangerous candidate. Now, as it pertains to the Jewish community in particular, when we speak internally, this is someone who, as I mentioned earlier, can't even condemn the phrase globalize the Intifada. He never showed up to our community in our time of need. This is someone who said he would arrest Benjamin Netanyahu if he ever came to New York City, which, by the way, he does every year, at least once a year for the UN General Assembly. So this is also someone who proposed a bill when he was he was in the state assembly, and he was a pretty useless state assemblyman, but I digress, that would penalize any Jewish nonprofit that supports Israel. When we're talking about a significant amount of Jewish nonprofits, this is someone who proposed a bill for boycott, divestment, sanction campaign. So certainly New York voters are a bit apprehensive about what he would mean for the rest of the city.
Is this a litmus test for the rest of the country?
Or for
Democrat states, rather.
Yeah, exactly. So I think this is more of a reflection on the Democratic Party. So I've been a Democrat since the day I turned 18, which is when you're legally allowed to vote in the U.S. I supported Bernie Sanders twice. I'm the only Orthodox Jew I know of who did that. But post-October 7th, you know, I volunteer for the Trump campaign. But anyway, the Democratic Party is really going through, I don't know what to call it, a paradigm shift or a midlife crisis, whereby they're trying to understand who they are as a party. They don't have a leader, because Joe Biden was functionally dead for 4 years, but everyone had to pretend that he wasn't. But now that he's out of the picture, no one really knows what the party stands for anymore. And Zoran Mamdani is someone who actually, let's be honest, ran an incredible campaign that capitalized on the anxieties that young people have as it pertains to affordability. This is someone who spoke the language of youth in this city. And we have moderate Democrats like Senator Chris Murphy, Senator Cory Booker, even Senator Chuck Schumer, who are looking into the way that he ran his campaign and saying maybe there's something we can emulate for the rest of the country, which I think is quite dangerous.